Morning, Anthony. Morning, Lockie.
Now, can a VPN protect me from viruses?
We're not going to talk about Harry and Meghan?
No, Ginger and the Whinger.
You know what I didn't like about that interview?
All right.
Right, you know what I didn't like about it? Why did they have to talk about Port Adelaide winning the premiership? Really, that's because of the kiss of death. So, yeah.
All right. I didn't pick up on that bit. Did they? Yeah, are you having a laugh?
You must have missed that bit.
I thought you said the disappointing part was Oprah was the one that did it.
Yeah.
well, this is the thing. There's a lot of questions being asked about that interview, and I've got a couple. What is going on with Oprah Winfrey's glasses and her hair?
Right.
She looks like old mate out of Harry Potter, you know, the one with the steampunk guy.
Yeah, exactly right. Oprah Winfrey, nicknamed Hoot of the Owl. So, yeah.
All right, VPNs, let's get on with it.
Okay. So can a VPN protect you from viruses is probably the big question. I was home on the weekend watching, and I had Fox still on while I was repairing some things. VPN adds up all the time, how they can protect you when you go on the internet. No, they can't protect you from viruses and malware. When you use a VPN, the maker of the VPN will tell you the privacy will be safer if, you know, using one than not using one. Yep, your privacy might be safer because nobody can see what you're doing. It's a virtual private network. But if you click a suspicious email attachment, if you download sketchy files, VPNs will do nothing to protect you at all. It's up to you to make sure the website you're visiting is trustworthy, and you scan everything that you download. And at the moment, I've got to say, VPNs are causing huge issues on smartphones with mail and browsing on there, because talking to some telcos out there, they're getting a flood of people coming in thinking they're protecting their phone because I've turned a VPN on and nothing starts to work. So you turn it off. One telco the other day, over 40 people had walked in the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
So yeah, if you've got a VPN on your smartphone, turn it off.
Is there a false sense of security, isn't it?
It is. Now, yeah, you're not going to catch anything with nothing when your mail doesn't work and you can't browse on the internet. Yeah, so they've shut everything down.
Nothing's coming in. Yeah, you are safe. No.
Yeah.
iCloud Photos to Google Photos. What is going on with this?
Apple's introduced a new service. So what happens is that this new service makes it easy for iCloud users to transfer all their photos that they've got in their phone to Google Photos. There is an Apple privacy website. All the links and instructions for this are up on my website right now. And what happens is you sign into Apple's privacy website, and one of the options there is transfer a copy of your data option, which will enable you to transfer all your iCloud photos over to Google Photos. They'll do it for you. It doesn't remove your iCloud photos at all, just puts a copy over there, so it's a good backup method. It can take between 3 and 7 days, depending on the amount of photos that you've got. You've got to have two-factor authentication turned on your Apple ID account, because they've got to make sure it's you and you've got enough storage on your Google Photos account to complete the transfer. A really good idea for people to go along and do that.
All right, now, Google Photos, we're going to start getting charged by the looks of it, Lockie, for all your photo storage that you've got.
Yeah, they're not quite yet, Anthony. Not quite yet. Don't jump the gun there, mate.
Yeah, so all those photos I've got of radio studios from around the world, they're going to start stinging me money.
And photos of Sharon Stone that are actually Sharon Osbourne.
You might have missed a bit of a joke 5 minutes ago, Richard. I mistakenly thought that Sharon Stone was Ozzy Osbourne's wife, and it's in fact Sharon Osbourne.
Wow.
Yeah. A bit tired this morning.
You reckon, wow. Everyone in the Riverland, Mally's going, wow.
Wow.
Is he then backed it up with, what's Ozzy Osbourne's wife's name? Well, it'd be Sharon Osbourne.
Sharon Osbourne. I always remember Sharon Osbourne in Basic Instinct.
Yeah.
Right, back on track, boys. So Google Photos, 5 years, they've been offering unlimited free photo backup as well. From June the 1st this year, everything you upload from June the 1st will now start to count towards the free 15 gig. So it doesn't matter how many photos you've got up there at the moment, that's great. They won't charge you for that. So everything you upload till June the 1st, you can keep going. But after June the 1st, if you and it'll take time to put up another 15 gig of photos. They'll charge you after that. Believe it or not, there are 4 trillion photos stored in Google Photos at the moment. Phenomenal figure, and 28 billion new photos and videos are uploaded every week as well. Now, Google also offer more free storage than the others. You get 15 gig instead of Apple's 5 gig as well. And because of that, Google claimed that 80% of Google Photos users won't hit that 15 gig cap for at least 3 years. And I've got to say, storage really cheap on Google, $24 for 100 gig.
Gee, it's
a good backup, people. It really is. So when it comes to paying, I would leave them up there on Google Photos, but that won't be for a while.
All right, give a little bit of breathing space with that. Adelaide Tech Guy, Richard Pascoe, thanks for your time this morning. AdelaideTechGuy.com.au for more details. We will check in with you next Wednesday.
Breakfast with Anthony Millick. Weekdays from 6 on 5RM.